Hi, everybody. Well, Saturn has just shifted into Capricorn, a long-awaited return home. And we haven't witnessed this, I think, for approximately 29 years and a half. It's interesting because the automatic experience or sensation of this event is how fortunate we are to receive the disciplinaire in his most comfortable spot. And for me, I've found the initial 0 degrees movement to be so grounding, so humbling. Of course, we also have Lilith in Capricorn, Pluto, and very soon the Sun. This will make us all question what we really want on a worldly level, how we would like to accomplish our goals, and take us in a direction that perhaps may be seen as quite ambitious, but it will be illuminating in areas that we have neglected. It will be illuminating our fears and our inhibitions. And for all the work that hasn't been done to date, we are going to get moving and we're going to jump on the horse of action, steady, progressive, useful, and moderate paced action. I'm also feeling that people may lose their meaning of the inner platforms of what the true or pure intention is really all about. And this could be because of the concentration on the outer projection with all the planetary alignments, the concentration of the, I think the focus will be so fixated on what needs to be done out there, what's going on out there, what the whole world is wishing for out there. And there could be a loss in this inner dimension. So grounding activities are needed. With Saturn in Capricorn, the availability to being grounded, the availability to stepping into ourselves, holding on to the sturdiness that's in there and not losing the sense of all that's happening is possible. But be wary of greed, of fear, and whatever you do, don't force yourself to make anything happen. Just trust in the moderate flow. If you want to work with the Capricorn energy in the best way, I think keep it practical, keep it steady and certain of a reachable goal, nothing too idealistic. And know that through prudent steps, through chipping away at the tasks at hand and working with not only the outer requests and needs, but also the inner, it's going to be quite a division between the inner and the outer in this upcoming year. Oh, I can feel that very strongly, but it's okay because these next 2 months from now, from the 21st of December 2017 up until around the middle of February 2018, we will be able to get so much done and we will know where we want to go, where we're aspiring towards out there, right? And, you know, if we can keep the balance working with the inner as well and not losing that grip, that ground, and Saturn is offering that, as I said, so grounding activities, checking in with oneself and not being too ambitious or too forthright about the complications of the world and what we can't fix, in fact. I think the little steps is what counts now, the moderate, fair, predictable steps. Yeah. So I'll be saying a lot more about Saturn and Capricorn, and this is just an introduction just to get us into the groove. I do feel auspicious about it. I do feel happy about it because I think it's not, we can't lose when Saturn returns home. Okay, everybody, happy solstice. See you later.